Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, Peter.
What's up?
I'm bored.
Me too. So bored.
Everything is so boring on this ship.
Hey, guys.
Hey Rachel.
You talking about how boring this ship is?
Yeah. Nothing good ever happens on this ship.
Did I hear something about how boring this ship is?
Yeah.
This ship is boring.
I'm the boringest.
So totally boring.
All right. What are we going to do about it?
Invent a new game.
Whine forever about it and never stop whining. Invent a new game.
Decided it would be rainbow cars.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone, where each week we perform new stories written by kids. Hey, Peter, Rachel, Megan. I thought when I say stories written by kids, you guys are supposed to say, yay!
Oh, right, yes, normally. But right now we're just busy inventing the new game.
Oh, I see. As you were.
Anyway, I think it should be teams.
And while they're working on that, let's perform our first story.
Yay!
Hold up. I thought you just said you were too busy to say yay.
Oh, well, we finished inventing the game.
Oh, cool.
But let's do the first story anyway.
All right. Here's the author, Kenya Grace, to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Kenya Grace, and I'm in the fifth grade. And this is my story, Going to the Moon.
Dear Space, it's me, Emma, from the town of Garou. And I have a dream to share with you. My dream is to slingshot myself to the moon. Oh, right. Sorry. My dream is to slingshot myself and my pet monkey to the moon. But no one's ever done that in the town of Garou.
Emma, honey, you ready for bed?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, what's wrong? You seem sad.
How could you tell?
Well, you're staring forlornly out the window and singing to space again.
Sigh. I guess I am. It's just
thinking about my dream.
Oh, sweetie. You know it's not possible to slingshot yourself to the... Excuse me. It's just not possible to slingshot yourself and your pet monkey to the moon. Not here. Not in the town of Garou.
I know, Mom. Nothing cool ever happens in the town of Garou.
Well, good night, Emma.
Good night.
Good night, monkey. And hey, cheer up. Remember what we say here in Garou. Garou!
Garou! Someday my dream will come true. Maybe tomorrow. Hey, Mom, I'm going to play outside.
Okay, honey.
Oh, I'm just a guy. I'm walking around and I'm minding my own business.
Whoa, monkey, do you see that guy over there? That's exactly what I was thinking. Hi, guy.
Hey.
Can you build me something?
Maybe. What are you looking...
Can you build me a slingshot to shoot me to the moon? Whoa, sorry. I just totally blurted that out. I'm just so excited. Sorry, I totally did again. But can you?
Sure.
Yes.
It's gonna take a couple months.
That makes sense. Okay, well, I guess I'll just... See you in a couple months then.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Do I need to like fill anything out?
No, I guess you're good.
Okay. I'm just gonna skip away now.
All right.
Dear space, it's me, Emma, and I'm coming.
Oh boy. Guy, what have you agreed to? You always do this. Well, I guess I have to build a slingshot for some random kid. I can't believe it, it's done.
Hey, guy.
Oh, hey, whoa, you scared me.
We're ready to get into the slingshot. We just have to get into our space gear.
Wow, you guys really look like you're ready for space.
We were born ready for space. All right, monkey, let's get in the slingshot. Ready, guy?
I'm ready.
Ready, monkey? Okay, guy, on the count of three, you're gonna slingshot us into space. One, two, three!
Goodbye!
Wait, what's happening? We're going right past the moon. Oh no, the slingshot is too strong. We're headed straight for Mars. Oh no, we're not on the moon at all. We're on Mars. This is terrible. You're so right, monkey. We should enjoy where we are and take a couple selfies. Yes, work. Yes, monkey. Ooh, yes, monkey. Let's do duck face. Okay, now that we've taken some cute pics, I have to say, this is really bad. Like, we're in a really bad situation. Like, we have no way to get home. Dear space, it's me, Emma, and we flew past the moon. We took some selfies, now we're through. I got what I wanted, did what I came to do. Oh, now I want to get home to the town of Garou. Monkey, that sounded really good. But seriously, what are we going to do? Whoa, look over there. It's a rocket ship.
Huh?
Monkey, we have to wave our arms like crazy so they see us. Hey, 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 over here. We need a ride. Come and get us.
This is one small step for man, one big leap for carrot-eating astronauts. Wait a second! Do you see that girl and a monkey over there waving their arms like crazy?
Yes! Oh gosh, I am so glad you see it too, because I was truly like, what is happening?
Hey there, do you need a ride?
Yes! Thank you!
No problem! Hop on!
Whoa, cool rocket ship.
Thanks. So, where to?
Garou!
You got it! To Garou!
Dear space, it's me, Emma.
And some astronauts, too. And we're on our way back to Garou.
Take it away, monkey! Monkey, that was like really beautiful. Something cool finally happened in the town.
Crew.
Monkey, you really do have, like, an amazing voice.
Thank you.
Did you say something?
Nope. The end.
Great story.
That was such a good story. I really liked it. Okay. All right. Are you ready to play a new game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So as the one-time director of a now disgraced theater company, I will be overseeing the creation of this new sport. Shall we first go over our previously agreed upon rules? Obviously, we're down here at our Olympic-sized pool because that's where you play.
Right. Okay, first you have to hit the big giant bouncy ball with a bat across the swimming pool.
Right, then it bounces, you have to jump in the pool and swim to the other side.
And then you have to grab slime and throw it at the ball to guide it through the hoop.
Okay, could have used a little more emotion, but yeah, those are the rules. Shall we play?
Yeah!
Whoa, wait. How do we keep score? And who's gonna referee?
I will.
Whoa, who are you?
I'm Smitty, an old referee who lives in the bowels of this ship. Can't remember a time I wasn't on this here ship.
Okay.
Anyway, my own playing days are far behind me, but I can watch the game and be grumpy and call fouls if that's what you need.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty then. Ready, pirates?
Ready!
All right, it'll be Lee and Megan against Rachel and Peter.
You know so much about us. How have we never met you?
Oh, I know everyone, but nobody knows me. You don't see what you have no use for. Anyway, please get to your side of the big pool, and let's play ball!
I got it!
Get in the water! I'll slime!
Intercepted!
Ah!
Lee, catch!
I got it!
No, Peter, that's our hoop!
Yeah!
Goal!
Uh-oh. Wait, this game is confusing.
Back to one, everyone. Time for game two. Ready, set, go!
Lee, dive! I got it!
You cover Megan, I've got Lee!
On it! I got it!
Pass!
Peter, you got this!
Goal!
Megan, no!
Megan, are you okay?
Oh, no. I've been injured.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to... Jeez, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall, kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Oh no! I've been injured!
We have to stop playing, everybody!
No, I'll be all right. The show must go on. It must! Yes, this is a big reason why my theater company was disgraced, but still! Go on without me. Go!
Megan!
Wait, Lee, you can't play by yourself. You need a partner. Those are the rules that we just made.
You're right, but who else could be on my team?
Hey, what about Smitty?
Yeah, Smitty!
Me? No. I told you, my playing days are behind me. I'm just a grumpy referee who lives on an old ship now.
But Smitty, I need a partner to win this game.
No way, no how. I'll just ruin the game. I'm an old man.
Smitty, you know who else is an old man? Robert De Niro. And it doesn't stop him from being in the game.
Yeah,
look,
wow.
Let me put this in a way I think anyone would understand. I knew the risk when I entered this role without an understudy. But you must step up to the plate. You must!
Well, when you put it that way, maybe I can step back in the ring, try to relive my old glory days just this once. But I don't know if I'm much of an athlete these days.
Don't worry, Smitty. Boat ball. Oh, guys, I forgot to tell you, I named the sport boat ball.
Oh, that's a really nice ring to it.
Cool. As I was saying, boat ball's not just a sport, it's a way of life.
You know what? I'm in.
Wow, very dramatic. I love it. Okay, I'll ref. Everyone to one. And game on!
Smitty, run! You can do this!
It's so far. I can't.
Yes, you can. You got this! You have it in you, Smitty!
I can do this!
Yeah!
Goal!
You did it, Smitty!
Wow, I guess I did, huh?
Amazing work, Smitty. Hey, listen, I'm sad we lost, but also thanks for helping us out. And sorry if you felt lost and forgotten living in the bowels of our ship.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, we were so busy being bored and whiny and miserable about the ship that we forgot there was still more to see and discover. I know we taught you how to play boat ball today, but really, you taught us the most valuable lesson of all, that
he's gone!
Like a magical mystery man who came to teach us something about ourselves.
I'm over here, you dimwits. I walked over here. I got so bored listening to your talk.
Oh, well, do you want to hear another story?
Finally, something interesting.
But before we hear this next story, let's read the original story that the author sent in to us. This story is called All Rainbow Cars. There are rainbow cars that are covered in rainbows. They go to Rainbow Island. The cars don't have people in them, they have star power. The star power makes them go. On Rainbow Island, the rainbow cars go on all the rides that are there, and they trick or treat for candy, and they dress up. At the end, all the rainbow cars dance. The end.
And now, here's the author, Jean, to introduce her story.
My name's Jean, and I'm 40 years old. And this is my story, All Rainbow Cars.
There are rainbow cars that are cars covered in rainbows. They are covered in rainbows. They go to Rainbow Island. There are rainbow cars. The cars don't have people in them. They have star power. The star power makes them go. There are rainbow cars that are cars covered in rainbows. They are covered in rainbows. They go to Rainbow Island. Star power. The star power makes them go. On Rainbow Island, the rainbow cars go on all the rides. All the rides that are there. On Rainbow Island, the rainbow cars, they trick or treat. Trick or treat for candy, and they dress up. There are rainbow cars that are cars covered in rainbows. They are covered in rainbows. They go to Rainbow Island. There are rainbow cars. The cars don't have people in them. They have star power. The star power makes them go.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, are you Jean?
Hi.
It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, too.
Jean, you wrote the story, All Rainbow Cars, right? How did you come up with that story?
My sister helped me think it, and I came up with it because I like cars and I like rainbows, so I decided it would be rainbow cars.
Oh, that's great.
They move is actually out persons. They actually have star power to move fast and slow.
So they don't need drivers.
No, they have star power.
What is star power?
It's stars that actually have rainbow power then.
Oh, and star power make cars go, right?
Yeah, but usually people drive them, but not this one.
Not this one. So you can have star power in your car and people, but in this case, you don't need the people.
Yeah.
More or less.
More.
Jean, are there other things that have star power, or is it just cars?
It's actually just cars, but like there's Rainbow Island, and the cars go there because there's lots of cool rides.
And then at the very end, after they do the rides and after they do the trick-or-treating, after they dress up, they do one more thing. Do you remember?
They have a big dance party.
Yes, and what kind of music do they dance to?
Trolls.
Oh, trolls. They dance to trolls?
Uh-huh.
Like, can't stop the feeling?
Yeah.
Like that. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Can you sing part of it for me?
Can't stop the feeling.
Oh, that was so great. Do you like to sing a lot?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, some songs I don't actually know. There's some videos that are really silly, and I know some of the words of one of them, like cut your hair.
What's cut your hair?
It's a kind of video that's silly.
Do you remember how the song goes at all?
Don't want to go and cut your hair. It's a pretty nice haircut. Charge it like a puzzle. Wearing like a movie. Doesn't take her out. A girl, a girl. I really don't care. Did you see the drummer say?
Will you sing it with me? I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. I'm so glad that you like it too. Jean, it was so fun to talk to you today. Thanks for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and thanks to today's authors, Kenya Grace and Jean. Parents, for more stories written by kids, find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Parents, you can also pick up the new Story Pirates book, Stuck in the Stone Age, now wherever you buy books. And don't forget to leave us a review online. It really makes a huge difference. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by The Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Eric Gerson, Lene DePriest, Zachariah Doerr, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Megan O'Neill, Brendan O'Grady, Lee Overtree, Danny Teeger, Rachel Winitsky, and Matt Zambrano. The music for All Rainbow Cars was written by Eli Bolin and produced by Brendan O'Grady and associate produced by Jack Mitchell, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell.
All right, Rachel, on the count of three, slingshot me into space.
One, two, three!
Goodbye!